My name is Ratan Konala. I'm from India. Today I would like to testify God's grace in my life in three different areas. God's grace in salvation, calling me to ministry, and how God sustained me in the Master's Seminary. I was born and raised in a pastor's home where my dad and grandfather were also pastors. So I grown up attending Sunday schools, youth Bible studies, and everyday family devotions, but I was not faithful to the gospel and I was not saved till the age of 24. So at that time, God started working in my life. The Lord, He brought two accidents in my life. Not one accident, two accidents in my life totally changed my life. In the first accident was in 2004. I met an accident. I was bedridden. I was evangelized by my grandfather, who was pastor at that time, who was 98 years old. Came up to me, opened the scriptures from Hebrews 12:6, the Lord humbles whom He loves. And that word convicted my heart and accepted Christ as my personal Savior. And the second accident was in 2011. The Lord really crushed me and He humbled me and He put a desire in my heart to serve Him in the ministry. And I wanted to go to the seminary, and when I asked my dad, he encouraged me to apply for the Master's Seminary. And I applied for it, and by the God's grace, and I was accepted and I came to Master's Seminary in 2013. In 2013 spring, when I came to the Master's Seminary, I left my parents, my family, my church, and I came to Los Angeles to study in the Master's Seminary. So during that time, I had no idea where should I stay or where am I going to live or how can I find a place. But I trusted God and His goodness. When I came out of the airport and I see Michael Chalmers, who received me from the airport, he drove me to his house and he gave me shelter to stay in his house for 3 weeks. During that time, Michael Chalmers and his wife Tanya were so kind to me, provided for me for everything. They encouraged me and they helped me to stay in their house for 1 month until I got a place to stay. I was so thankful to Mike and Tanya for their provision during that time. In my first semester, I really struggled in my biblical languages, especially in Hebrew and Greek. My Hebrew professor was Dr. Busnis. I remember in the middle of that class, I walked out of the class, just going outside and just crying and asking God, "God, why did you brought all the way from India to here? I can't understand Hebrew." But during that time, Dr. Busnis, who called me to his office, he taught me Hebrew and corrected me my quizzes, my mistakes in my exams. He was so gracious by giving me opportunity to retake the exams and help me to pass Greek. And it is the same story with Professor Smith, who used to drive to my house and help me to learn Greek and pass the Greek. The other two classes challenged me in the Master's Seminary is Dr. Mook's class of Theology 1 and 2. I really struggled in his quizzes and exams, but Dr. Mook was so gracious to me. And when I was in his class in Theology 1, when he was talking about perfections of Christ, there was a conviction in his teaching, and I see tears in his eyes, and he's challenging us, "Guys, if you want to learn theology, theology is not on the books. Theology is on the cross. Look at Christ on the cross. There you learn theology." And that was a great encouraging to me. And it's the same story in Theology 2. And he repeatedly asked us to repeat the word after him, Theophistos, Theopistos, God breathed the scriptures. And he helped me to understand what it is from 2 Timothy 3:16. And that's a great encouraging me to learn about the sufficiency of the scripture and inerrancy of the scriptures. Our God is a faithful God and He answers our prayers. As we prayed constantly, God answered our prayers and He provided me wife in 2015. The Lord helped me to understand from Genesis 2:18 what it meant to have a perfect helper. Chrissy is very helpful to me in many ways in while learning Greek, because she's very smart in Greek than me. She helped me to understand in Greek grammar and many things. And not even Greek, she's very helpful to me in many ways in my seminary life. After a semester we got married, we struggled in our finances and we really had a hard time to pay our rent and tuition bills. during this time, God has been so faithful to us by providing, and we are so thankful for Christ Fellowship Bible Church and Pastor Jeffrey, and for the whole church who encouraged us in our prayers and been so faithful in supporting us. We're also thankful to our brother John Frankman and Mark Buck from Grace Life who encouraged me in my faith and asked me questions about how am I doing, and thank you for your prayers and kind support. I'm so thankful to Brother Ray Meringer. I'm so sad that he's not here today. Because today I stand here and testify gospel is because of him. God used Ray Meringer in my life to encourage me in my faith, and he was so helpful to me in encouraging me in faith. And he always, whenever I had trial, I used to go to his office, and he used to encourage me by saying that, Ratan, you need to persevere. And that time I really did not understand what it meant to persevere. And he used to say, so do you know how snail reached the ark? And I was like, I did not understand what he was saying, but later on, God, he really helped me to understand, to persevere through trials by teaching me from James 1. This is the true story of God's grace in my life. And I want to encourage you with the same grace. If God is the one who brought you here, he will help you, he will sustain you and keep you and finish the seminary well. Our future plans, the Lord has provided an internship in the local church of a TMS grad in Woodland Hills in preaching and teaching and counseling ministry. So we'll be there for an internship. And after internship, by the end of the year, our plan is to go back to India and help my dad in his preaching and teaching counseling ministry in the local church. That's the future plan. Thank you, brothers.